A Prayer to Rediscover Hope by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Ephesians 1:18. What is hope? If I asked that question to any stranger on the street today, I might get a cynical answer or frustration in return. Hope is something the world seems to think is in scarce supply these days. And as feelings of hopelessness spread, believers are in danger of becoming its victims as well. With the discouraging times we're living in, it's easy to lose focus on our promise as children of God. We get frustrated with how things are and forget that hope has a special meaning for us. Where the world bases its hope on what we see happening around us, we know that through Christ, it means so much more. When we invite Jesus to be Lord of our lives, we're offered the gift of eternal hope that will bring joy and peace, regardless of what we face in this life. And because we have this eternal promise, our outlook doesn't have to be affected by what we see. We have the supernatural ability to exude hope in even the worst of situations. Jesus was hope in human form when he walked on this earth, and he continues to be our living hope as we anticipate his return. Ephesians 1:14 explains the benefits of this hope we have in Christ. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he's purchased us to be his own people. The Apostle Paul knew our hearts must be filled with the light of Jesus, so we'll be in constant awareness of the hope God so graciously gives. The expectation that his promise will be fulfilled. If we let the light fade, we become vulnerable to the darkness of discouragement. But inspiration, like the words God spoke through Paul to the Ephesians, will restore our hope when our circumstances tempt us to give up. Let's include some inspiring verses in our prayer today to the author of hope. As we pray this together, let's allow the words to guide us in rediscovering the hope that's ours as God's precious children. May the world find this undeniable hope when they see Jesus' light shine through us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our living hope. We do not deserve the sacrifice he made for us, but you loved us enough to allow him to pay the price for our sin. Although we may never fully grasp the magnitude of his gift, we have hope because of Jesus. Lord, we wait expectantly for Jesus' return. We long for the day we'll see him face to face. That's the confident hope Paul talks about in his letter to the church. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he's given to those he's called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Ephesians 1:18. Help us to keep the light of Jesus in our hearts so we don't lose hope. The world may not see this hope right now, but through us may everyone discover and know the eternal hope of our Savior. It's hard to rediscover hope when bad things happen, but your word confirms that your goodness prevails through it all. You never forget the needs of your people. Psalm 9:18 says, "But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish." Thank you for this promise that even in the darkest times, hope will ultimately win. When we feel ourselves giving in to discouragement, help us claim the words of Psalm 33:20. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Today, tomorrow, and in the future to come, our hope remains in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compare To You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compare To Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.